The Drum Corps History Podcast, Episode 47. The Drum Corps History Podcast, a deeper look into Drum Corps history. This week's episode, The Belleville Black Knights. Welcome back to the Drum Corps History Podcast. My name is Ron Allard from Dice Man Radio. The following information comes in part from an article written by Dave Scott for A History of Drum and Bugle Corps, Volume 2, published by Steve Vickers of Drum Corps World. The Black Knights were organized in the spring of 1953 when Forrest Dad Creason and Vern Poole combined their talents and ideas to form an all-male junior drum and bugle corps in Belleville, Illinois. Both men came from a drum corps background and first became acquainted while marching in the East St. Louis Enid Temple Shriners Drum and Bugle Corps. Creason, who became the Black Knights director and brass arranger, grew up with a love of music and pageantry. He was the drum major of his high school marching band and later went on to be the instructor and arranger for several corps in Illinois, such as the Kiwanis Drum and Bugle Corps, the Enid Temple Big Red Shriners, the Cape Girardeau American Legion Senior Corps, and the Red Bud Golden Hornets. Through his years of involvement with all branches of masonry and shriners, Creason envisioned a constant supply of talented young men that could be recruited from the ranks of the Belleville Tancred chapter of the DeMolay. Other sponsors included the East St. Louis Veterans of Foreign Wars Post 8677 and the Caseyville American Legion Post 53. Wearing distinctive black and white uniforms and possessing a highly precise military bearing, the Black Knights quickly gained state and national prominence early on as they won the AMVETS National Championships in 1954 and continued to shock the drum corps world by taking the first place trophy again the following 2 years. As the 1950s rolled on, the corps grew in size and confidence, adding a feeder corps known as the Sir Knights. They next switched uniforms, going with a tailored cadet-style black uniform with trademark white sleeve and giving the old satins to the Sir Knights. The corps also expanded their competition schedule by traveling to Dallas and placing fifth in the 1956 VFW Nationals and third at the 1957 VFW Nationals in Miami.
Thank you.
By the 1959 season, the Corps experienced one of their most successful summers and stormed into Los Angeles confident of bringing the VFW National Championship Trophy back to Belleville. Unfortunately, the Knights had to settle for second as they were outscored by their upstate rivals, the Chicago Cavaliers. Moving into the next decade, the Black Knights retained the image as a Midwest power, gaining a reputation for their spectacular rifle squads that performed some amazing equipment work on authentic Springfield rifles. The music during this decade included such crowd favorites as Victory at Sea, Johnny One Note, Sherwood Forest, Major Dundee, and I Wish You Love. These selections were backed by highly proficient percussion lines that produced many talented players like Jim Middleton, who won the VFW National Champion Snare Trophy in 1960 and was also a member of the Corps' 1961 VFW National Champion Percussion Quartet.
Thank you.
By the end of the 1960s, the Corps underwent several rebuilding years. Entering the 1970 season, they were able to climb back into the national scene by placing 12th at the VFW Nationals in Miami. They had high hopes for the future. Their momentum stalled briefly with the untimely death of Creason in early 1971. At that point, Ken Snyder took over as director, and with the help of a large talented staff made up primarily of alumni, the Knights continued to improve and build the organization. In the process, the decision was made to end the long association with Dee Millett so that the Corps could become co-ed. The 1973 season proved to be their most successful as former drum major Roger Kaiser took over as the Corps' director. Kaiser designed new cadet-style uniforms, giving the Corps a British look with white gauntlets and chrome helmets. A top-name design team was also hired that included Ray Baumgart, Marty Hurley, and Gary Chops Chapinski. For the first time in many years, the Black Knights won both the VFW and American Legion state championships. They also placed second at the Bluegrass Nationals, third at the U.S. Open, and wrapped up the season with a solid 10th place finish at the DCI Championship in Whitewater, Wisconsin. As in the past, the latter part of the decade saw the Corps struggle with membership and financial strains. At times, it appeared the Corps would be forced to fold. However, a small nucleus of members and staff stuck it out and managed to field a Corps and keep things going. This struggle continued into the 1980s as the Knights changed from open class competition to Class A. Fielding a smaller Corps, the philosophy was no longer winning is everything, but rather one in which the emphasis was on the members having fun while learning and performing an enjoyable show. Even with mild success in Class A, the Black Knights still had a difficult time recruiting new members, and with mounting financial debt, it was inevitable that the end of a proud history had arrived at the close of the 1989 season. While the Belleville Black Knights have been gone for several years, the mark they left on the Drum and Bugle Corps activity remains to this day. That concludes this week's episode on the Belleville Black Knights. Please join us again next time as we take a deeper look into Drum Corps history. This podcast is produced and sponsored by DiceManRadio.com.